Joining us now with her weekly look at New Jersey blogs and community news is Mary Mann. She's with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, David.
So, NJ Spotlight featured this holiday sampler this past week, a collection of year-end essays written by four former New Jersey governors, Brenton Byrne, Jim Florio, Christine Todd Whitman, and Dick Cody. So, Mary, what do they have to say?
Well, they all picked different issues, ones that are near and dear to their heart. We start with Brenton Byrne, who is now 90 years old. He was governor from 74 to 82, and he's kind of a little crotchety, sounds a little curmudgeonly in his post. It's only a few paragraphs long, and he rails against the state taking on debt through bond issues with no long-term plan to pay it off. Jim Florio talks about the state's energy master plan. He's got a very well thought out essay, and he talks about this new mechanism that other states have been using to fund energy upgrades and a move to clean alternative energy. Christine Todd Whitman, not surprisingly, talks about the environment as a former U.S. EPA administrator, and she is arguing for legislation and regulation to reflect some new studies that link environmental contamination to some health issues. And finally, Dick Cody, who was briefly the governor between 2004 and 2006 after McGreevy resigned, he talks about the fatal dangers of texting while driving, and he talks up some legislation he sponsored that put some teeth into that ban.
Okay, if you want to read all the details, again, this is available at NJ Spotlight. But it seems as though the former governors have been getting a significant amount of attention lately as this kind of a pressure group on a mission, hence the informal title, the League of Former Governors.
Yes, well, you know, just in December, four of them, Byrne, Florio, Whitman, and Tom Kaine, they signed a letter opposing the proposed natural gas pipeline through the Pinelands. And they do seem to show up on panels together, you know, I'm wondering if they're driving around in some kind of governor mobile together.
Well, no coordinated outfits just yet. Mary, thanks for speaking with us. Again, if you want to read those full essays, go to NJ Spotlight. Mary Mann is with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University.